what we are all planning, even though I am planning, it doesn't mean I am planning. Without your cooperation, my plan has no meaning. So what I am trying to do is to make Sri Aurobindo's concept of synthesis yoga and the life divine known to all human beings. With this present age of communication system, it is not difficult. So I want the Aurobindo societies to be active through you. I will be here coming whenever you want me to come. You learn and teach our other organizations, not only in Karnataka, but all over the world. And you don't worry about the gigantic step you think with your divided mind. You think with the truth consciousness. It wants it. I have already told you that whatever is happening on planet Earth, knowingly I have given those when the mind light enters into this subcontinent and incontinent. You get these audiovisual systems which are now making the world one. So if you can go into the mind level, already the entire mind will become one. It is as simple as that. And he has already done it before going into the inconscient and subconscient, because mother and he felt that our physical bodies have these two obstructions, the vital obstruction and the physical obstruction. It has to be removed. That is where the surrender must work. Be very practical. Be aware that these two obstructions are being removed. If not, your meditation is a waste. That is where I am trying you, asking you to keep this photo. And whenever in your house, when you go through around that photo, you remember the vibrations come. You don't think that it is just a picture. It is concrete concept of mother, physically. It has to become worldwide. And then never forget the night meditation, the samadhi state. If I get time, I will again repeat the time. Yesterday, Savitri's lines and Shivatanya. That is very important, very, very important. And then, certainly you make it a point to keep that 29th February 1956 photo. Yesterday we have seen it. All of you must have it. You should place it this year, because that itself always reminds you that you have to break that lid, the golden lid. That is what we have to do, not saying that we will do it. And if this center and you people become active, and you make your other, what, our organizations, Sri Aurobindo organizations throughout the world, how and how you can plan, all of us plan together, the website, somehow we plan. I have not yet a very clear picture how to do it, but we have to do it. And that doesn't mean you hear it and say we will do it and you forget about it. I will not allow you to forget. If you permit me to see that you will not forget it, you have to permit me. If not, you will say, what is this nonsense, he is disturbing you so many times, and you will put my web off or the mobile number off. Don't do that. And I have requested, and you remember, all of you give your addresses and contact numbers, and if possible you are there. What is that known as ID numbers in the web, if possible, because all of them may not be having. Tomorrow I will not ask. Whoever gives, I accept. And that doesn't mean that only who comes here. You have your friends who are interested in it. They were not able to come. They may be elsewhere in India or elsewhere in the world. Contact them, contact them. You know it is a war going on, and a real war, and a very dangerous war, because if you don't do it now correctly, even the scientists, the economists and politicians know that 2012 the planet Earth is facing a very, very dangerous goal, result where only 10% of humanity will exist. They are accepting it scientifically. There is a website called 2012. You see that. There, and especially the Nostradamus aspect. That's why, be serious. That is why I'm not worried about finishing this book. How can I finish the Life Divine in few classes? Then you are the Life Divine. You remember that. But all these that I'm telling you, the practical approach towards it, you have to conquer them. And remember, you have already conquered them. That is what Sri Aurobindo and Mother said. We are not accepting it. The 24 persons at the time of this the day, 24th November, you remember, the 24 is the hour number, 24 hours, the hour of God. Those are the hours. And if they have transformed them, the hour has transformed. You have to follow. And remember my example, when people say, if it has been done, what I have to do? The electricity is discovered, you have current. But there are many villages who don't have current. Got the point? Though he has done it, we have to go to each individual. And we have to do it. He has already done the work, you have to carry the message. But with experience. And these classes I want to continue, not like this. I'm just giving you an end. I want it practical. You decide which chapter you want to experience. And I will give a guarantee that in 1 month you will experience what is written in that chapter. You select your chapters and call me. And you need not even call me, the web is there. I don't know how it is going to plan, because the truth consciousness knows better than us to organize. Surrender to it and plan. And then those who are more deeply interested, you should have this book and the coming book of 29th February 1956 of this type. All of you must have it. It is a textbook, you remember. You remember it is a textbook and read like a textbook, please. Unfortunately, in spiritualism, somehow we have a habit of hearing and forgetting it. You just don't even remember what we have heard. But you have to smriti labha. So next time when I meet in the class, I want to see these books. And of course, two books. What two books? The Synthesis of Yoga and the Life Divine. You can have it in two volumes also, I don't mind. That chance I give. Be very serious, please. We have to work, work, work. So, the Divine Maya. In the life of Lord Sri Krishna, you remember that his previous birth, the seventh child of Devaki, it was placed in the sky. You remember? When Kamsa wanted to kill her, she went up and she showed, "You are finished." Kamsa knew at that moment itself it is over, even though he tried to avoid it. You remember that? Nobody can avoid this future of the world, where the planet Earth will become the divine planet. Just as, even though Kamsa knew, and all the Rakshasas knew that they are going to be killed, is it not? That is what we have read. Then Narada always warned them that you are going. They tried their best, but what happened? The same thing now. And these 3 years are very, very crucial. Concentrate more on that. That is the Divine Maya. Sri Krishna placed that Divine Maya at that level of evolution. And now that Divine Maya for our evolution, where instead of trying and praying to the Divine, you become Divine. You have already become Divine. Number of times Sri Aurobindo said, we have the Amsha of the Divine in us. In the Upanishads, the Gita always says that you are Divine inherently. But there was no gradations at that time, but now you have a very clear-cut gradation. You just see where you are and jump. You don't worry about the grades. It doesn't matter. Because it is over, you can just jump. Just as I have told you now, planet Earth has jumped into that consciousness. All-knowing video, all-knowing sound. We have not jumping. We have to jump. That is the Divine Maya. Got the point? I am not reading it. Can I skip? Or am I putting my Maya over you and asking you to skip? Don't think that. You skip it, huh? That power is known to the Vedic sages as Maya, but the levels of Maya is different. What the Vedic sages used as Maya is different from what Sri Aurobindo is using it. Remember it. Dalton has utilized the word atom, is it not? But it is indivisible. Niels Bohr has used the same word atom, but it is divisible. They are using the same word atom, but do you know the difference between the leap? An indivisible atom at the time of Dalton has now, at the time of Niels Bohr, has become a divisible atom. And there also you have that Satchitanand, neutron, proton and electron. And then Einstein used it. That is another atom, where the atom has become a source of energy. It is not even divisible. It becomes a source of energy which can annihilate you or you can make you. Now, give this orientation to the word Maya and you will understand what Sri Aurobindo means by the divine Maya, and he has explained it in that chapter. Next, the supermind as the creator. Now you understand why all this is being forced us to read. You have to read these gradations because now you have to take part as a creator with a supermind. You have to become the creator. All of us have to become the creator. That is what the transitional level of man is, from animal to the divine. So you just can't escape it. You have to become now or whenever you want. And those who won't do it now become the poemies. Others follow it. Next. And that is what I have read about the audio video. The Vedic sages seem to speak of two primary faculties of the truth conscious soul. They are the sight and hearing. This is given in the Veda. By which is intended direct operation of an inherent knowledge describable as truth vision and truth audition, and reflected from far off in our human mentality by the faculties of the revelation and inspiration. What is happening here on physical plane, in our mental plane it becomes a revelation and an inspiration. Inspiration is the sound audio. And revelation is the video. The inspiration is revealed. Naturally, to explain this into the practical aspect, together we will take a 1 month class. Until we get that experience, we will do it. And 1 month is more than enough. But we will concentrate only on one aspect. We will not go on reading all these things. Okay? In the supermind there is no such paralyzing division, because knowledge, where in the second para, second line, mind is an instrument of analysis and synthesis, but not of essential knowledge. The weak point of mind, you have to analyze to synthesize. You can't do it. You have to analyze. But in truth conscious level, there is no need of analysis. That jump we have to take in the mental levels. That jump, where no analysis is required. You just know it is true. And you can practice it and you can realize it. It will be revealed and you will be inspired. Chapter 15. Again, Sri Aurobindo's books, even the numbers and the name are very, very, very important. Chapter 15 in Gita is Purushottama Yoga. And what is he talking about in the 15th chapter of Life Divine? What is it? The Supreme Truth Consciousness. The Purushottama Yoga on the 15th chapter is for the mind. Now the Purushottama Yoga for the supermind. Where the Purushottama is attained by the synthesis of analysis. Thank you. And now, you know it, and then you analyze it. You understand the difference? In the 15th chapter of Gita, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritah. pranapana samayuktaha pachamyanyam chaturvidha. The vital body, the vital consciousness has five layers. Prana, apana, jnana, udana, samana. And now the 15th chapter, it says that you have to unify these three. Prana, apana and samana. The division is there, you are uniting it. But in the supreme truth consciousness, the reverse process, the one is there, you have to divide it into Satchitananda, a higher level. But now naturally I don't have the time, but I know you can understand, because if it was not that, we have not met. The call is there. The effort we have to do. Got the point? Prana, apana, samana, the vital pranas have to be united for the Purushottama in the 15th chapter. In this life, divine, the one consciousness, you have to divide into Satchitananda. And naturally, you must understand that there is a link between prana, apana and samana and Satchitananda. That we will practice. And you know it. If you read this chapter, you will understand it. Is not difficult. The only thing is, nobody has asked us to think like that. Next chapter. I am utilizing my power of Maya to finish off the chapters, but I am not avoiding the chapters. I am giving you the plan of action. The Purushottama Supreme Truth you get by knowing the one source of the vital powers as Satchitananda, and becomes Prana, Apana and Samana. Whereas in the Purushottama Prapti, the Prana and Apana and Samana have been united to become Purushottama. That is the difference. Am I clear in that example? So you have to know the link between the Prana, Apana and Samana, and the relation between Satchitanand. And you remember, Satchitanand, yesterday we have read, matter is equal to energy is equal to consciousness. Is it not? There lies the key. All are equal. Samana. Next. Ha. Come down, come down. About this poise, how the one truth consciousness becomes these three. First, the primary poise of the supermind, which founds the inalienable unity of all things. You just can't say no, it is one. Just as the science has gone to that level, it says that every particle is electrical in nature. Your body, yourself, the atoms, the cosmos, everything is electrical in nature, is it not? It has found that unity. But that electrical unity, you have to understand which physical manifestation. This is supraphysical energy. Electricity is a supraphysical energy. It is physical. But certainly it will have its counterpart in the unified truth consciousness. Is it not? It has to have. Because it is invisible. You have to search for it. And that is really our work. If you can get it, just as the entire universe is become electrical in nature, the whole cosmos will become truth conscious in nature. Are you able to understand the example? If the matter, physical matter, can become electrical in nature, whatever it is, it may be a rotting, completely decayed some matter, it is also electrical in nature. And the cosmos is also electrical in nature, physically, electrical in nature. And now, the supermind, the supramind, what we call as the truth consciousness, but sometimes I feel it as existence consciousness, sattva consciousness. Sat chit anand, is it not? Sat is essence, one essence, existence. Uniki we call it in Telugu. Telugu alakatha in the uniki? How will we call it in Kannada? Same word? Existence. What is Kannada for existence? Astitva. Very clear, Astitva. So Kannada is more Sanskritized than naturally, the word Astitva is much better than Uniki. So that Uniki, inalienable unity of all things. The existence is uniform in all things. And then, the second poise of the supermind, the divine consciousness, stands back in the idea from the movement which it contains. Realizing it by a sort of apprehending consciousness, following it, occupying and inhabiting its works, seeming to distribute itself in its form. That is what exactly every night you have to see. That existence of that divine consciousness which is called sleep, because we don't know to call it as samadhi. When you are aware of that sleep consciousness, it becomes samadhi. It is only nidra, samadhi, sthiti, that is what Shankaracharya says. That's why I insist, do practice that meditation. Healing the physical illnesses, the vital illnesses, and the mental illnesses of all the planet Earth. They have done it, you remember, you are just utilizing their energy. You don't think that you need an energy to do all those things. You don't need anything. They have already done it, but nobody is doing it. Many times when I am before the computer, you people are not hearing, you are able to know my weakness. They know how to operate it, and I don't know how to operate it. But the machine is there. They use it, I can't use it. So the nidra sthiti is like me, unable to utilize the nidra sthiti. The samadhi sthiti is there, who utilizes the computer. Got the point? And really computer is computer. The correct word for sleep is computer. It is the karana jagat, the causal body. It computes everything what we do in these three planes. That is what this second poise, you go to the second poise. In the second poise of the supermind, the divine consciousness stands back in the idea from the moment which it contains, realizing it by a sort of apprehending consciousness. The word he uses, I should not say it, but hats off to him. That word apprehending lies the key of how to master your sleep state. Apprehending. And you know apprehension? What is apprehension and apprehending? Think about it. Following it, occupying and inhabiting its works, seems to distribute itself in its form. So in the sleep you are creating your day. But because you are not aware of it, you don't know how to create the day. But once you do this practice, each day will become created by you and not what is happening there. You will reach that reality, that experience. You can create the day, the next day. But you have to practice it. And it is not difficult, it is just like putting the switches as they are doing. And they connect the whole world. What is that called? Web, www.
Worldwide.
But we'll say the three worlds. www, the physical world, the vital world, and the mental world. And I'm really meaning it, I'm not joking it. Even though I'm laughing. And because of the similarities, but the truth consciousness. www is the realization of these three surrendering levels of consciousness. Surrendering levels. You don't do anything in these levels. You have to surrender to the truth consciousness. The third poise of the supermind would be attained, and these third poises, Satchitanand, and when you go to the vital body, it becomes the prana, apana and samana. Two are not using, because in the prapancha also, two we don't use. The akasha and the prithvi tattva we don't use. They are just like the two leaves. What we are using is only three. Vayu, agni and water. Is it not? The earth is worldwide and the akasha is uniform worldwide. We are only using three. That's why he has given the three, Satchitanand. And in Patanjali Yoga, you remember Patanjali Yoga was written 1000 years before Sri Krishna. So naturally the words or the suktas I am using are like old atoms, but I mean the present atoms. The same atoms. That change you must accept. Tada drishta swarupe avasthadam is the first voice. Drishta swarupe, in the sleep you see everything. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha, but in that sleep state you control. what you want and what you don't want to. The chitta vritti nirodha, that doesn't mean you are obstructing the chitta vritti, but you are motivating that it should follow in this particular direction. And then what will happen? You have discipline that controlled by that yoga, adha yoga anushasana. So what is happening actually, in Patanjali yoga, the reverse is there. It starts with adha yoga anushasana. The second is yoga chitta vritti nirodha, and third is tada drishtasya. But you have to reverse it. When can you reverse? When you have already attained it. Don't you know? You can reverse only when you have reached this. You remember that. We know and we have already crossed these things. And then, in a brick you have 24 angles. And all are right angles. There are the 8 corners in a brick. And each has 3 right angles in the brick. Those are the 24 hours. That is why, in Freemasonry, that is the philosophical aspect which I want to move them. They talk about this brick, but they have forgotten about the 24 angles, the 24 hours, and of course the 24 letters of Gayatri, which ends with Jatum, Drashtum, Praveshtum, Vidmahe, Dhimahe, Prachodayat, whatever you may use it before it. So, this we have to do research. And in Siddhi Sai's life, we find this really lived. Until that brick is there, he was there. The brick is broken, he is gone. And do you think by just breaking a brick you can remove Siddhi Sai? Is it so? It only means he has said, this is enough, I have done for that life. So all these organizations are a part of the total unity. But what we have to do is to tell them which part they have to play. That is more important now. That is more important now. And if not, if we can't unite it, the division is already there. That's what we are trying to do. But we are the only people who can unite them because we have this knowledge. And we are not going to give them this knowledge. We will tell them about that, what they want. When I teach chemistry, I have done PhD in chemistry, but I teach only physical chemistry because my students want that in that particular timetable. So all these organizations have to be united to the same goal. The Divine Soul. The Divine Soul. Any explanation required? You remember that what we call soul, in the technical terminology we call it as Jivatma. The Jivatma gets many lives, many lives, many lives. The past, the present and the future. The Jivatma knows all these things, but we don't remember. But one who contacts the Divine Soul, he knows all these lives. That is exactly what Sri Krishna told, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tamacharjana tanyaham veda sarvani natam vyatta parantapa. So that Divine Soul gives you a clue to your past life, present life and also the future life as a true consciousness exponent. Then only it will be the Divine Soul. What is the use of knowing about the past if you don't know your future? Got the point? That is what Sri Aurobindo explains. So the extension of the Divine Soul will be aware of the three grades of the supramental existence. Not as we are mentally compelled to record them, not as grades, but a triune, a totality of the three in one. Fact of the self-manifestation of Satchidananda. So the Jivatma, according to Sri Aurobindo's truth consciousness, we are not talking about the past lives and the present lives and the future lives. It is naturally included in that triune, Satchitananda. That is what Sri Aurobindo gives the name psychic being, the Chaitanya Purusha in synthesis of yoga. And of course, the difference between mind and supermind. He discovered that mind was the Brahman, indivisible, but as if divided in the beings. I have already explained it. We divide our body to learn medicine. If not, you can't become a doctor. But when you are dividing the body, is it divisible or indivisible? It is indivisible. The same thing you apply to the planet Earth. Now, life. This pranic energy is the life of creatures, all that is said to be the universal principle of life. This is the vital body, the pranamaya kosha, what Sri Aurobindo is telling, but he is not talking about our pranamaya kosha. He is talking about the pranamaya kosha of the planet Earth, which gives life to the minerals, to the plants, to the animals and to the divine beings. That is the difference. So when we are talking about the prana, we are not talking about our prana. It is a part of that Vishwamanava. In next step, Vishwa, animal, I don't know what to call Vishwajantu. And then we go to that Vishwa, Vruksha, and then the Vishwa, I don't know, minerals, Khanija. So Vishwa Khanija, Vishwavruksha and then Vishwajantu and of course Vishwadevata. There's something very unique what he has created. That is where Sri Aurobindo repeatedly said, I am not talking what the Vedas or Rishis have said. It is only my basis, the starting point. That is what he explains in the chapter. Pranic energy is the life of creatures, all pranis. A prani doesn't mean only man, all pranis. For that is said to be the universal principle of life. Skip. Wait, wait. I can't skip it. We have to read it. Apart from all other considerations, this conclusion imposes itself as a logical necessity if we observe even the surface process of the emergence in the light of the evolutionary theme. Try to understand the evolution, because if you understand evolution, you can maybe jump into the animal evolution to the divine evolution. This is the process which we have to follow, literally, as he has worded it. It is self-evident that life in the plant, even if otherwise organized than in the animal, an accepted fact, the life in the plant is organized in a different way than the life in the animal, and of course in a much precision in the human animal. Got the point? The life in the plant, even if otherwise organized than in the animal, is at the same power. The life is the same power, the organization is different. Marked by the birth and growth and death, same to the whole universe is also. The planet Earth is born, it grows, the sun is born, it grows and grows. You try to understand this concept of birth, the red light is not coming. Okay, you just marked by birth and growth and death, propagation by the seed. We understand in our body birth, growth and death, but in the seed what is happening? The seed, death by decay or malady or violence, maintenance by enjoying of nourishing elements from without, dependence on light and heat, productiveness and sterility, even states of sleep and waking. Even the states of sleep are modified by birth, growth and death. When you enter into the sleep, you are born into sleep consciousness. 10 hours, 8 hours, 5 hours, whatever you sleep, is the growth in the sleep consciousness. And when you come back, it is the death in the sleep consciousness. Sleep and waking, energy and depression of life dynamism, passage from infancy to maturity and age, the plant contains moreover the essences of the force of life and is therefore the natural food of animal existences. Very, very important point. We are alive because of the plant we eat. Is it not? And even if you are non-vegetarian, that meat comes from vegetarian food. You are getting only the second grade food in non-vegetarian. But anyway, I am not criticizing about vegetarian, non-vegetarian, I am saying the fact. Life is therefore, the force of life comes from the food of animal existence. If it is conceded that it has a nervous system, even plant has a nervous system, animals have it, we also have. And reactions to stimuli, a beginning of undercurrent of submental or purely vital sensations, the identity becomes closer. But still it remains evidently a stage of life evolution, intermediate between animal existence and inanimate matter. And now what is that jump we want, the intermediate? From animal to divine. And who is the intermediate? Not the plant, but we. This is precisely what must be expected if life is a force evolving out of matter and culminating in mind. And if it is that, then we are bound to suppose that it is already there in matter itself, submerged or latent in the material subconsciousness or in consciousness. In conscience. And of course, he explains the difference between death, desire and incapacity. You can yourself understand the difference between these three words, death, desire and incapacity. In the beginning, all was covered with hunger, that is death. Very, very crucial word. Hunger, that is death. That made for itself mind, the hunger has made the mind, the hunger for some discovery. You get a new instrument. Now you got the hunger. I am not talking about just the physical hunger for food. When you have a hunger for something, you will certainly find the instrument for it, and if you don't find the instrument, you will create it. So that it might attain to position of self. This is the power discovered by the mortal that has the multitude of its desires, so that it may sustain all things. It takes the taste of all food and builds a house for the bee. Anyway, we stop here. And because it was very serious, I want to make it more serious by that Savitri lines of inconscient and subconscient, and what you have to practice while you are sleeping. You are not to do it in the wakeful consciousness. It has already happened. Put that Savitri. 8. Should we continue the Shivatandam or stop? Whatever you decide. Continue? Just 5 minutes. Just I want to make it. Perfectly all right. That is exactly what I want. Not Shivatandava. Savitri. It's over now, you relax, huh? Enjoy the Tandava. This is Shivatandava Stotra, where there Lord Shiva weeps for the auspiciousness. Shiveti mantra mitchara, an auspiciousness. When he can sing like that? And now he is singing because he has accepted to cooperate with this truth consciousness. That's why what is written literally, you will find it in Shivatandava. In the additional secrecy, he means Sri Aurobindo. He is talking about the traveler in the world. Into the additional secrecy he came, where darkness peels from her mattress, grey and new, and stood on the locked subconscious floor, where being slept unconscious of its thoughts. That is why I am asking you to do this while you are sleeping. Because that is the state where it works. And built the world, not knowing what it built. We also built every night, not knowing what we are building. And you always remember you have built it, you have to pay the price or enjoy. There waiting is ever the future may have known. There in the record of the vanished star, the crown of the mother, the 12 pearls, the 12 zodiacal symbols. That is what controls the planet Earth. That's why Earth symbolizes the mother's body. You have the 12 pearls, and the planet Earth has got its 12 zodiacal signs. There in the record of the vanished stars, there in the slumber of the cosmic will, he saw the secret decree of nature's change. If you know it, you can change your past, present, future, and that of the planet Earth also. He saw in might the eternal shadow in vain, new depth for a cellar in the house of life. Death is only a tick. Never jivatma is alive. It is one of that. You just throw. That is the cellar. In destruction felt creation's hasty pace, new loss as the price of a celestial gain, and hell as a shortcut to heaven's gaze. The indivisible unity of hell and heaven. Then in an illusion's occult factory, and in the inconscient magic printing house, we print our future. Torn with the formats of the primal night, Sri Aurobindo has torn the formats. That book is not now going to be printed. We are getting a new book. And shattered the stereotypes of ignorance, alive, breathing a deep spiritual breath. Nature expunged his fixed mechanical code and the articles of the bound soul's contract. Falsehood gave back to truth her tortured shape, annulled were the tables of the law of pain. And you remember, very specifically Mother says that she has dissolved the asura of suffering. What we are suffering is only a maya. I don't know what I mean and what you understand, but that is what we have to understand. He imposed upon the dark atom and dumb mass the diamond scripts of the imperishable, inscribed on the dim heart of fallen things, the peon song of the free infinite, and the name, foundation of eternity. The name, the foundation of eternity. And traced on the awake, exultant cells, in the ideographs of the ineffable, the lyric of the love that waits through time, and the mystic volume of the book of bliss, and the message of the superconscient fire, agni. Hell split across its huge abrupt facade, as if a magic building were undone. Night opened and vanished like a gulf of dream. Healed were all things that time's atom heart has, torn heart has made, and sorrow could live no more in nature's bed. Sorrow could never live in the nature's bed. It's over. The asura is dead. And yesterday, the TV9 serial, which is giving out the Nostradamus prediction, it says that within few years, your average human life will be more than 200 years. More than 200 years. It is already done. This is what he says. Hell split across its huge abrupt facade, as if a magic building were undone. The magic building of living only for 80 or 100 years is undone. Night opened and vanished like a gulf of steam. Healed were all things that time's torn heart had made, and sorrow could live no more in nature's breast. Can you imagine the average life of 200 years? And many of us probably don't like it. But you are forced to like it. You have to live those ways. The time has come. And it will slowly, the point is, will become immortal. Division ceased to be, for God was there. The soul lit the conscious body with its rays. Matter and spirit mingled in the world. And now, compare this, what Ravanasura has written. Exactly what is written there is written there. If you know the meaning of the Sanskrit words. I have given you the meaning of it. You just try to find out, you will get it. The song. You have to dance, you know. All of these days you made me dance on your computer knowledge, I will make you dance on that. I have my copy. The moment I said, he has removed my mic. No, he is recording. Join your voices also. The words are in one. Dama 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 nenadava damarvayam chakara changa tandamam tanot nashivat. The two in one avatar. The two in one avatar. Parvati and Shiva in one. And many people misunderstand that relation. What can we do? Next.
Sakaha samrama brahmanya limpa nirghari vilolari ki vallari rajamana madhani adadhadad jalallalata patkata kaake
the flame. Shekhare rati pratikshanam nama.
Radharendra nandini vilasa bandhu bandhura puradhiganta santati pramodamana manase kataksha dhorani niruddha durdharapadi kachiddigambare mano vinodametu vastuni. Bhujanga pindala purathana manitrabha kadamba kumkumadrava pralitta digvadhumti ಮೇದುರೆ ಮನೋವಿನೋದಮದ್ಭುತಂ ವಿಭರ್ತು ಭೂತ ಭರ್ತರಿ. ಸಹಸ್ರಲೋಚನ ಪ್ರಭುತ್ಯ ಶೇಷಲೇಷೇಹರ ಪ್ರಧೂನಧೂಲಿ ಧೋರಣಿ ವಿಧೂಸರಾಮೃತೀಕಭೂ ಭುಜಂಗರಾಜಮಾಲಯ ನಿಬದ್ಧ ಜಾತಜೂತಕ ಶ್ರಿಯೈ ಶಿವಾಯ ಜಾಯತಾಂ ಚಕೋರಬಲ್ಲು ಶೇಖರ. ಬಲಾಟಚತ್ವರಜ್ವಲಧನಂಜಯ ಸ್ಫುಲಿಂಗಭಾ ಸುತೀತ ಪಂಚಸಾಯಕೇಖಯಾಜಮಾನೇಶಿರೋಜಕಾಲು. ಕರಾಲಭಾಲ ಪಟ್ಟಿಕಾ ಧಗದ್ಧಗಜ್ಜಲಲ್ಲ ಸ್ಥಿತೀಕೃತ ಪ್ರಚಂಡ ಪಂಚಸಾಯಕಿ ಕುಶಾಗ್ರಚಿತ್ರ ತಪ್ತೃತ ಅನೇಕ ಶಿಲ್ಪಿ ನೀತಿ ಲೋಚನೆ ರಚೆ ಮಮ. ಬಂಧಕಂಧರ ಲಿಂಪ ನಿರ್ಧರೀಧರ ಸ್ತನೋತ ಕೃತ್ಯ ಸಿಂಧುರ ಸುಧಾನ ಬಂಧುರ ಶ್ರಿಯಂ ಜಗದ್ಧುರಂಧರ. ప్రపంచజ ప్రపంచకాలిమ ప్రభా వలంబి కంఠ కందలీరుచి ప్రబంధ కంధరం నరచ్చిదం పురచ్చిదం భవచ్చిదం మకచ్చిదం గజచ్చిదాంధ కచ్చిదం తమంత కచ్చిదం భవే. సర్వసర్వమంగళాకరాకదంబమందిరి ఇహ ప్రవాహమాధురే విజృంభణామధూవ్రతం అంతకం పురాంతకం భవాంతకం మఖాంతకం గజాంతకాంధకాంతకం సమంతకాంతకం భజే. నేత్రమ ప్రవర్తిత ప్రచండ తాండవ శివ రంగమౌక్షికత్మకోష్ హృద్విపక్షయో నారవిందశిశో ప్రజామహీ మహేంద్రయో సమప్రవృత్తి కదా సదాశివం భజామి. దిస్ కమింగ్ శ్లోక ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. ద కమింగ్ శ్లోక ఇస్ వాట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు మెడిటేట్ ఇట్ ద నైట్. దట్ ఈస్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లిటరలీ హీస్ గివింగ్ యూ ఎ ప్రోసెస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ టు గో బిఫోర్ యూ గో ఇన్ టు ద స్లీప్. దట్స్ వాట్ హీ వాంట్స్.
కుంజకోటరే వసన్ విముక్త దుర్మతి సదాశిరస్థమోచనీలలామ భాలగ్నక శ్వేతి మంత్రముచ్చరం కదా సుఖీ భవామి. నిత్యమేవముత్తమోత్తమోత్తమం సమం కథం స్మరం బ్రుమన్నరో విశుద్ధిరేతి సంతతం హరే గురౌ సుభక్తిమాసి యాతి నాన్యజాగతి విమోహనం హి దేహినాం సుశంకరస్య చింతనం.
విమోహనం హి దేహినాం. వాట్ వి ఆర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ feeling that we are the body, if that illusion is gone, vimohanam hi dehinam, that actually is happening when you are asleep, is it not? That's what you have to realize consciously. That is exactly, that's the beauty of this song, is exactly what the experience what Sri Aurobindo has given in Savitri. Literally it is one and the same thing, literally one and the same thing. And remember, he is Asura, who has asked and said that I will support you. And Shiva is now active. And he is a Shiva Bhakta. So he will support it in inconscient endeavor. He can't help us in the mind level, but that is what obstructing us. And that is where those Shiva Bhaktas who don't understand, those who pray the Linga, if you can tell that, they will become a very active Shri Aurobindo workers in this consciousness. Got it? You got the point?
Yeah.
Then Radha Gajendra Turanga. Radha is the chariot, the body. Gajendra the vital. Because we all know that elephant dies because of his sense problems. Kamatura, vital. Turanga, the mind. This triune total surrender to the Shiva, to the auspicious, the truth consciousness. Jai Guru Dev. So tomorrow I will complete what I can complete as far as the book. But I think I have completed your